hear people say I'm a homemaker, what comes to mind? How about falling into line of typical domestic roles of stay-at-home mom and housewife, or keeping the home in order and having lunch bags packed and dinner ready by 6, or maybe the criticism that homemakers receive because they fail to contribute to the world problems that are bigger than their family. Saying stuff like, oh, she's capable of so much more, she is substandard to the working woman, leaving many feeling underappreciated and unworthy. And what about the working woman? The ones who invest in their careers and climb the ranks to achieve the pinnacle of success, but at what cost? Receiving criticism that she has stepped away from traditional values of family and homemaking? Why do so many women feel that it is impossible to do both? That it is a catch-22? I am determined to redefine what it means to be a homemaker. That maybe it goes past the physical task of keeping up with the home and requires more of interactions and investment in the people we love and care for. Join me in redefining, redoing, and rediscovering the balance of being a homemaker in today's world. I am Bree, and this is my podcast. Hey y'all, this is my Valentine's Day episode. So first things first, before we get into this episode, I just want to wish you guys a happy Valentine's Day. That can be if you are celebrating with a significant other, if you're celebrating with your girlfriends or your guy friends and, you know, those Galentine's Day celebrations, whatever it is, happy Valentine's Day. This is a holiday about love, and if you are in a relationship, it just seems to be the time where you are just the most lovey-dovey with each other. You reminisce on when you guys first met, you guys go on these extravagant dates, and it's just a time to just sort of reconnect. And this is an episode about when it's not Valentine's Day, about making sure that you stay connected when everything is not talking about love and you don't see the hearts and the Valentine's Day discounts and all these things. It's about what is keeping that fire alive in your relationship. And so this episode is about and is for the couples who have realized that the fire is not how it used to be, whether it's when we first met or the fire is not how it was on Valentine's Day. And so this is really the episode for you. And so with that being said, I want to first start it off by, how do you know when the fire has gone out or it's not as bright as it used to be? And I want to explain to you guys something. There is a thing called a honeymoon stage. And it is so blissful. It is amazing. You just feel so great. You feel on top of the world. But the reality is that that honeymoon stage is like it says, it's a stage. And you have to realize that there's going to be a transition in your relationship where it's not how it used to be. And the reason why is because you have to continue living life. It's one of those things where it's just like when you're in this honeymoon stage, all you're thinking about is that other person and you're on top of the world. But the reality is that love does not pay your bills. So you have to continue going about your life with this relationship that you were in. And what it turns into is you guys get into daily routines. You guys go about your life, whether it is with work or whether it's with school or whatever it is, things go on and things start to get comfortable. Think about it as if you were to get new furniture or new clothes. When you initially get it, it's all fancy, it's new, you are just so in awe of just how beautiful it is. But then, how long does it take for you to get comfortable with it? It's not like you do not appreciate it, but it's one of those things where the excitement and the emphasis on how beautiful it was is no longer there because you're so used to having it. And this is not an episode that is encouraging you or discouraging you. And it's just like, oh my goodness, like I noticed that my relationship is worn out. It's not new. We're kind of just coexisting and we're just not as romantic with each other. My relationship is doomed. No, my friend, that is not the case. But it's one of those things where the biggest thing is acknowledging that the attitude towards your relationship is different. And once you acknowledge it, then you can change it. And I only share this because I've been in a relationship with my husband for 10 years. That is a long time to be with a person. And that honeymoon stage did pass. And I did notice that my husband and I, you know, for lack of a better term, we got lazy with our relationship with each other. When we initially started dating, we were so obsessed with each other. We wanted to spend every moment of the day with each other. We wanted to do exciting things together, go on dates, hang out, like all of it. But then after a time, you know, life just had to continue on. When we met, we were in school, so we had to go to school. You know what I mean? We had other responsibilities. We had jobs that we needed to focus on. And then when we got married, we had kids and we had to focus on being good parents. And it's so easy for you to be caught up in all the other responsibilities of life that you forget the responsibility of loving each other. And you become comfortable with just coexisting. And I want to encourage you guys and I want to give you guys tools to, one, not fall into that trap of just coexisting. And two, if you have noticed that you are coexisting and your relationship and the fire in your relationship has fizzled out, there's hope and you can get out of it and you can relight the fire in y'all's relationship and it'll be beautiful and manifesting and then you'll know for the future not to get into that place again. And so the first tip is to communicate with each other. Communication is key. I cannot stress that enough. That you have to communicate with each other whenever you are feeling like the relationship is not how you want it to be. We have gotten into a place where we just expect and assume that our partners know what we're thinking and they know what we're feeling. And that is not the case. Like Princess Anna, and when she falls in love with Hans and it's just like we finish each other's sandwiches. Like, no, that doesn't, like, that's exactly what's gonna happen. Like, it's just like, no, that's not what I was thinking. But it's just one of those things where you just have to communicate. And there's nothing bad with communicating with your partner that your needs emotionally and as far as just feeling loved is not there. And if you continue to hold it back, you're just gonna continue to be disappointed. I look at it like this. If you want to have a romantic relationship and you feel like your relationship is not romantic, what is less romantic? You not telling your partner and then continuing to feel disappointed and unfulfilled, or you telling your partner what you need. It's not a super cute conversation, but then your partner at least knows what you need and how you're feeling, and then they can change it for the future, and then they don't have to tell you. Like, which one would you rather have? You continuing to feel disappointed and not doing anything about it by telling them, or you telling them, and then maybe this time, this moment, it's not a romantic interaction, but in the future, they could initiate. So again, communication is key. The second thing is owning your time. I have heard from so many people who come to me for relationship advice, and they're saying that I don't have time. I don't have time for this. My job takes me and I have to go from sun up to sun down, or their job, and it's just like conflicting, and it's, we just don't have time. And that is the biggest lie on the face of the earth. You have to realize and empower yourself to see that time does not own you, but that you own your time. This is not a time management thing. This is a time ownership thing. And just as how you are giving your time to your job, you have to put that same emphasis and give time to your relationship. And you can. We live in a world of technology where it's just like you can send a quick text to your significant other and just say, hey, I was thinking of you. I love you. I hope that you're having a great day. How are you doing? How is your day going? You know, when my husband and I, because we work in separate places, what we would do is we would, you know, connect during each other's lunch breaks and do a quick FaceTime or a call and just connect and say, hey, how are you doing? And so you own your time. And then lastly is setting boundaries. And this is going to hit home for my couples who have kids. It is so important for you to set boundaries so that you and your husband can spend quality time together as a couple. Because we wear so many different hats as far as who we are. We are employees, or we are, you know, we are bosses or employers, if you are at that status. We are siblings. We are friends. We are parents. We are mothers and we are fathers. And we are husbands and wives, or boyfriends and girlfriends. And so we have so many roles that we play. And these roles require us to interact with people in a different way. You wouldn't interact with your friends like you would interact with your kids. You wouldn't interact with your employers or your employees how you would interact with them if they were your husband or your wife. Like, these different roles that we play require us to be in a mental space to see ourselves and to interact with individuals in that way. And I say this because you have to set boundaries so mentally you can be in a place to fulfill that role. So when it comes to taking care of your relationship, you have to protect your time and your mind to be in a place to see and interact with your significant other how you would if they were your husband or your wife. That means if you have kids, you have to set time apart where your kids are being taken care of so that you can mentally be in a space to see and be a couple. You guys are parents, but before you were parents, you were a couple, and you have to protect your mindset, and that means setting boundaries. And so as I'm closing out this episode, this pep talk to make sure that you keep the fire going and keep the fire bright in your relationship, I want to leave you guys with this. If you guys do find yourself in a place where you feel like your relationship has dulled out, do not lose hope, because it is possible for you to get back and bounce back and be romantic with each other. And you guys have been with each other for 10 years, for 15 years, and so on. Like, it is possible, but you have to be aware of you guys' time and interactions with each other. And the biggest takeaway is, if things have dulled out, think about it. Revisit when things changed. When did you start noticing that, hey, we've kind of become a little comfortable with each other, and walking out the same way that you walked in? And what I mean by that is, you got to a place where you were feeling too comfortable with each other. And in order for you guys to change that is to realize it and, hey, let's go back to how things used to be, and walking out that door and seeing each other as a couple again before everything else changed. Take you guys' selves back to that place. And I promise you guys, if you guys continue to do that, you guys will have a fire that is burning for years to come. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and join me in redefining, redoing, and rediscovering the balance of being a homemaker in today's world. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at mrs.imbree. I would love to interact with you and get your thoughts on this week's episode. They say that home is where the heart is. I welcome you into my home, into my heart. Until next time.